Now for our story. It is Sunday afternoon. Del Shipley, with Aunt Mary on the seat beside her, is driving her car toward the Lane Farm on Willow Road.
This is quite a treat, Del, driving in a fancy car like this.
Oh, now this crate isn't so much. It took me all through the war, you know. Did you have a nice visit with David Bowman?
Oh, yes. We're very old friends. Thanks for picking me up, Del.
Nothing to it. His house is right on the way from the hotel. Oh, gosh. It doesn't seem like only a couple of days since Lily and I came down from Chicago. It seems more like weeks.
I only wish you could stay a week or two.
So do I. But a nightclub doesn't run by itself, you know. If I stayed away too long, things begin falling apart at the Peacock.
I suppose so. No one ever looks after things the way you can yourself. But, Del, I'm awfully glad you came. Even if we weren't able to work out that plan of mine.
Oh, say, I wanted to tell you about that. Lily and I were talking. I have good news for you.
Good news, Del? You haven't decided to take over the job anyway, in spite of how Lefty feels?
No. No, I couldn't do that, Mary. With Lefty not wanting me around, it would be too uncomfortable for all concerned.
Yes, I understand that.
But Lily and I, had another idea.
Oh?
I hated to disappoint you in the first place, Mary. You know that.
Of course I do.
And from a business standpoint, well, I can see where a place like that might make a little money. As we said, Wakefield hasn't a single spot where people can go to eat and see a little floor show, dance to some good music.
No, it hasn't. Unless you count the few roadhouses there are outside of town. And they certainly aren't suitable places for the young people.
Well, after you left, we got to talking about that idea of yours. Turning the place over to the kids on Friday nights and during the week just running a small show, local talent or something through dinner. And then on weekends, I could get a small musical combination to come down for dances.
Mm-hmm.
And if we handle it that way, we could easily afford to turn it over to the kids, well, almost free on their night to howl.
Oh, that sounds just fine, Del. But, you need someone to run it. And if you can't do it...
We've got that problem licked, too. That's what I wanted to tell you about.
You have someone in mind who could manage the place?
Yeah. And this is going to surprise you. Lily wants to take over the job.
Lily?
Yeah. Well, that's the way it struck me at first. I never thought Lily would be willing to leave the city and live in a small town like this.
Well, it does seem odd. Not that I don't think she'd do a good job of it.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that at all. Lily's very competent, you know.
Yes.
And the gimmick is, she could handle part of the entertainment during the week, too. During a couple of songs and maybe a dance or two. Ought to work out just fine.
Oh, Del, I'm so pleased.
Oh, I thought you would be.
When do you think we could get started?
Well, Lily's very anxious. Now, what I figured was, Lily and I can leave tomorrow morning. She can wind up her affairs in Chicago and get her things together and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'll come back as soon as she can and get underway. The room at the hotel will need some decorating to make it attractive. Lily can get started on that as soon as she gets back.
Oh, I just can't tell you how happy I am about it, Del. You know, Peggy will be, too, having Lily here.
Yeah, it'll be good for both of them. Well, here we are. And there's Peggy on the porch. She must have been looking for us.
Hello.
Well, hello, dear. Did you think I was never coming home?
Well, I got sort of worried. I was afraid the roads would get too done. You know how Randy likes it all pink through the middle.
Well, it ought to be just right. It's only 2:15.
Well, I wasn't sure. The browner it got to looking, the paler I felt. Del, I haven't even said hello. What with this little domestic crisis?
How are you today, dear?
Well, I'll run along in and see how things are. You stay out here and talk to Del, Peggy.
All right, Aunt Mary. Let me know when you need me.
I will.
Shall we sit in the porch swing, Del?
All right. Say, doesn't it look nice?
Oh, I just recovered the cushions. I'm quite proud of myself.
Well, you should be. Well, this time tomorrow, I'll be on my way back to Chicago. I kind of hate to leave.
Too bad you have to, Del. But you'll be coming back before long, won't you?
I don't know.
I wish you could. You see, my wedding's going to be in about a month. I'd like you to be here.
Your wedding.
Oh, now, don't you go telling me that it just seems yesterday since I was in Bobby's sock.
Well, that's not what I was thinking. But now that you mention it...
Oh, Del, please.
Okay, hon. I saw Bill Meade a while ago.
You did? Where did you see him?
He was at David Bowman's when I picked Durant up.
Oh.
He's a swell guy.
Oh, yes. Bill's very sweet. I'm awfully fond of him.
I've got a feeling he's awfully fond of you, too.
Well, about the wedding, Del. My wedding to Nicholas Dorn. I do hope you'll be able to be here.
Peggy?
Oh, I'm being paged. Yes, Aunt Mary?
You can go in and set the table now, dear.
Oh, right away.
Well, Del, I can sit down for a minute now.
Oh, here, Mary. There's plenty of room by me.
No, thanks. This battered old rocker is my favorite. You know, Lefty and I always sit out here summer evenings.
Oh, it must be nice. Mary, Peggy just invited me to her wedding.
Did she?
Yeah. She's really set on marrying this Dawn, I guess.
I'm afraid so. I've done what I could, but... Well, of course, it's not as if Nicholas weren't a fine boy. And he's deeply in love with Peggy, too.
Oh, sure, I don't doubt that for a minute.
And he knows how Peggy feels about him.
You mean he knows Peggy isn't in love with him? Because I'd swear she isn't. Well, just from little things I've noticed when I talk to her.
You're right about that, Dale. Yes, yeah, she's been perfectly honest with Nicholas.
And he still wants to go ahead?
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
That's what makes it so difficult for me, too. Oh, to interfere, you might say.
Yeah. I can see it would.
You see, Dale, Peggy's thinking is right in so many ways. She realizes that being a wife and later a mother is the role that she's best fitted for. She wants a home of her own and everything that goes with it. And with Bill having this child, intending to get custody of it if he possibly can...
She doesn't want to marry him and then bring up Kit Calvert's child. That's her reason, isn't it?
Yes, yes, that's it. And from her standpoint, it's natural.
Oh, Mary, if only you could persuade her to wait, not to marry Dawn right away.
But, Del, I've tried my level best. I can't forbid her to, and that would be the only way.
Well, even so, maybe you should forbid her, if it's for her own good.
But, Del, I'm surprised you feel so strongly about it.
I do, though, Mary. If you only knew how important I think it is. You can't let her marry Nicholas.
Puzzled, Aunt Mary wondered why it was that Del Shipley was so affected by Peggy's wedding plans. She couldn't know what Del was thinking.
That snapshot Bill showed me of the baby. When I saw that, I knew the child isn't his. It's really Lisa's. It all fits in with the story she told me. Oh, only I hadn't promised her I'd keep it a secret. Maybe I can persuade Lisa to tell the truth. In time to keep Peggy from marrying a man she doesn't love. Lefty's daughter. I can't stand by and let her make such a terrible mistake. I can't.
Yes, Del. You realize what a catastrophe it would be were Peggy to marry Nicholas Dorn, not loving him, simply because of the baby boy Bill Meade believes to be his. You, Del, know that the child is not Bill's at all. Only you can bring out the truth. But can you do it in time?